So I'm going to read two more, one from this and then a new poem. And you'll see why I have to read a poem after I read this poem. So this is called In the Kingdom of Poetry, and it's after a poem by Carlos Drummond de Andrade. And you have to remember that the first line is part of the title is part of the poem. In the kingdom of poetry, don't write poems about yourself. Don't call attention to your revelations or make confessions. Even if your intention is to expiate pain, overcome guilt, temper your understandable anger, don't excavate your mother's grief, brother's sexual torment, sister's thievery, father's self-hatred, step-parents' fortuitous star chart. Feelings are not poems. Relatives should be left where they're found, in the gutter or by a cash register. Don't write poems about others. Leave out husbands, divorcees, alcoholics, pimply adolescents, and nurses. There's already a surplus of bad movie scripts. Forget about friends and enemies, anniversaries, and special moments. Someone in the greeting card business has already covered these topics. Don't write about what's happening in the world, the missing child and the human remains, the burning beach and the swallowed page, the president's 50th speech. Whatever happened there isn't a poem. Don't try and prove how sensitive you are. Others have already claimed to be plants. It isn't necessary to demonstrate how insensitive you are, as this is already an indisputable fact. Don't write poems linking an ordinary event in your life, shaving, adjusting your bra, riding subway, admiring especially picturesque sunset, to a significant moment in history, pogrom, starvation, exile, assassination, or to a myth, rape, jealousy, or rejection. In fact, to anything that has a theme. Poems are not papers delivered at conferences. Don't sing about the joys of the city or list the virtues of rural life. Don't mention swans, baloney, eyeball dryness, or one-eared philosophers. Picnics and paintings are not poems. Don't resort to drama or telling lies. Don't use your yearning as a starting point. Secrets should be left where they are. Don't stand up in a burning theater and announce, "No one listens to poetry." Don't write poems about poets being underpaid. Throw away your memories, bury your mirrors.